Good morning. This is Eileen Epps Hamilton within the Word Ministries, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Morning Reflections, where we help you begin your day with God. Today, we will continue our teaching on diligence, and today, our title is Diligence, Faith in Action. Our scripture will come from Proverbs 4:23, and it reads as follows. Guard your heart with diligence, because everything we do flows from the heart. Last week, we introduced this series by defining diligence as steady, earnest, and energetic effort. Diligence is important because it helps us to achieve our goals. Whether it's our personal or professional life, it is diligence that will help us to press through and do the hard work that may be required. What's the difference between diligence and negligence? The opposite of diligence is negligence and sloth. In the book of Proverbs, these expressions are put in terms that address the truth about the impact of these on our personal life in contrast to diligence. In Proverbs 10:4, it reads, "Lazy hands make for poverty, but diligent hands bring wealth." Proverbs 13:4 reads, "A sluggard's appetite is never filled, but the desires of the diligent are fully satisfied." In Romans 12, Paul addresses Christian conduct for this new church. In the closing verses, he adds diligent to the list of behaviors to be practiced. Not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Romans 12:11. Diligence here is interpreted in the King James Version as not slothful. Diligence is a spiritual discipline to be developed, much like watchfulness, and needful to protect our heart, the seat of our mind and body and will. The lack of diligence results in wastefulness and loss of those things which we've chosen for ourselves. Diligence in action can be seen as we see the various examples in the Bible. I've chosen a few for our consideration this morning. In Proverbs 4:23, which is our opening scripture, we are told to guard our heart with diligence because everything we do flows from the heart. We are to guard against lies, evil thoughts, and lustful desires that Satan places in our way. And that's easy to do as we listen to the social media, as we get involved in the political agendas that swirl around us every day, and just the general work of day-to-day living. In that, in another letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul specifies the matters in which they are to be diligent. And that can be found in 1 Timothy 4 for your future reference. I'm going to give you the listing of what those things would be, those matters that we're to be diligent about. The first one is identifying false teachers. That's verse 1 through 5. The second is avoiding myths and fruitless discussions. Wow, it really speaks to our political placement today, doesn't it? Number 3, setting an example for other believers. Verse 12. And finally, devoting himself to reading, preaching, and teaching scripture. And we know that how important that is, that we continually look to the word and have it to change and renew our mind. In both of these scriptures, in Proverbs and 1 Timothy, here, diligence is seen as the watchman sitting on the tower, attentively scanning the perimeter for spiritual threats. The Apostle Peter encourages Christians that are persecuted for their faith in 2 Peter 1, 3 through 11. He encourages them to hold fast their knowledge of God, which is key to truth and protection against error. Adding to the exceeding great and precious promises that he addresses early in that chapter, they are given and are to give all diligence, which is steady, earnest, and energetic effort, by adding to their faith virtue, adding knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, and brotherly kindness. They are to give all diligence, steady, earnest, and energetic effort by adding to their faith virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, and brotherly kindness. Believers are to work at their faith. We are to work at it by intentionally looking for ways to be conformed to the image of Jesus. We are not simply to rest on our salvation, but continually grow in our knowledge of Christ. Peter closes with this last admonition on diligence, which is found in verse 10. And it says, give diligence to make sure your calling is sure. Give diligence to make your calling sure. And why do they want to do that? And he tells them, for if you do these things, you will never fall. Here, diligence is seen as key to strengthening our faith walk as we fulfill God's purpose for our life and insisting to build his kingdom. In summary, diligence is a spiritual discipline to be developed that protects our hearts and guards against slothfulness. Number two, diligence is the watchman sitting on the tower, attentively scanning the perimeter for spiritual threats. And finally, diligence is key to strengthening our faith walk as we fulfill God's purpose for our life and build his kingdom. Next week, we will continue this discussion on diligence as it relates to our daily walk of faith. And as we ask the question, are we really all in with Jesus? Are we all in? Are we committed to this pursuit of diligence? And if for some reason you haven't made the decision to accept Jesus' offer as your Lord and Savior, we invite you today to do that and to continue on that road as we move forward to diligence and faith in action. It's easy to do. Just please go to our website, itwministries.org, and click on the invitation tab and follow the instructions there. We thank all of you for following us today. We know that there are many things you could be doing, but you've chosen to listen to this message. Please share it with your friends and family, and we look forward to being with you next week on Morning Reflections. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.